other U.S. political party is sorry it was sorry. Stay tuned for UNnews. June 2010, Washington, the capital. The U.S. opposition party in Congress has taken decisive action on the Gulf oil spill, opening a new hole in its own foot. The spill, now entering its third month, has seen President Obama keep foreign vessels from assisting, deny approval for local cleanup efforts, and otherwise make Bush and FEMA look positively responsive in comparison. But there has been no statement from the opposition party, whose name was not immediately available. Finally, Representative Joe Barton of Texas publicly disagreed with Mr. Obama for insisting that BP let him administer its fund to compensate victims and also pay victims of Mr. Obama's own decision to shut down the industry. Representative Barton indefensibly called this shakedown a, quote, shakedown, unquote. Moreover, he apologized to BP. Party leaders, whose names no one knows, reportedly threatened Representative Barton with his ranking position on House committees for not understanding that Congress is conducting a kabuki dance and BP is the villain. Friday morning, Representative Barton said, with appropriate lack of conviction, quote, if anything I said has been misconstrued, I apologize for that misconstruction. Got that? Regretting that you took my comments the wrong way is how apologies are done in Washington. Later, leadership twisted off Representative Barton's remaining arm, and he issued a written statement, quote, I retract my apology to BP, unquote. So, after 2 months, the administration's line is, if you choose to invest in America, but I need a new ass to kick, you are pwned. And the opposition's line is, me too. U.S. voters can choose between these two distinct approaches in November. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.